Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Growing in the Fruit of the Spirit. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 7. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. I have just read the New King James Version. As Terran continued to grow in his relationship with the Holy Spirit, he began to realize that God had equipped him not only to grow in personal character, but also to serve others. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to each believer, and these gifts are intended to build up the body of Christ and demonstrate God's love and power in the world. The Holy Spirit gives different gifts to each believer. Some may receive gifts of wisdom, healing, prophecy, or teaching, while others may receive gifts like serving, leadership, or encouragement. Terran learned that the purpose of these gifts was not to elevate himself, but to serve others and bring glory to God. The gifts are given so we can strengthen, encourage, and comfort those around us, helping them to know God's love and power in practical ways. For Terran, stepping out in faith to use his gifts meant seeking ways to serve in his local church and community. He found that as he served others with the gifts God had given him, his own faith grew stronger and he began to experience the Holy Spirit working through him. Each of us has a role in God's plan, and the Holy Spirit equips us uniquely for the work he's called us to do. By embracing our gifts and serving where we're called, we bring unity and strength to the body of Christ. The gifts of the Spirit are best expressed through love and humility. When we operate in the Spirit's gifts with love, we reflect Christ to others and fulfill his commandment to love one another. Using our gifts is not about gaining recognition, but about serving selflessly and supporting the growth of others. Love and humility help us use our gifts in a way that builds others up and honors God. Go into today knowing that the Holy Spirit has uniquely gifted you to serve and make a difference. Seek to recognize and use your gifts with humility and love, knowing that each gift contributes to the strength and unity of the body of Christ. Remember that as you serve others, God's power will work through you, bringing his grace and presence to those around you. Prayer, Holy Spirit, help me to recognize and use the gifts you've given me to serve others. Teach me to walk in love and humility, and let my life reflect your glory. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer: Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Numbers chapters 33 to 36. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Numbers chapters 33 to 36.
Here are the stages in the journey of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt by divisions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's command, Moses recorded the stages in their journey. This is their journey by stages. The Israelites set out from Ramses on the 15th day of the first month, the day after the Passover. They marched out defiantly in full view of all the Egyptians who were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them. For the Lord had brought judgment on their gods. The Israelites left Ramses and camped at Succoth. They left Succoth and camped at Etam, on the edge of the desert. They left Etam, turned back to Pi-Hahiroth, to the east of Baal-Zephon, and camped near Migdol. They left Pi-Hahiroth and passed through the sea into the desert, and when they had traveled for 3 days in the desert of Etam, they camped at Marah. They left Marah and went to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. They left Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They left the Red Sea and camped in the desert of Sin. They left the desert of Sin and camped at Dophka. They left Dophka and camped at Elish. They left Elish and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They left Rephidim and camped in the desert of Sinai. They left the desert of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hataava. They left Kibroth Hataava and camped at Huzirath. They left Huzirath and camped at Rithma. They left Rithma and camped at Rimmon Pires. They left Rimmon Pires and camped at Libna. They left Libna and camped at Rissa. They left Rissa and camped at Kehulatha. They left Kehulatha and camped at Mount Shepher. They left Mount Shepher and camped at Hereda. They left Hereda and camped at Machelath. They left Machelath and camped at Tahath. They left Tahath and camped at Tera. They left Tera and camped at Mithka. They left Mithka and camped at Hashmona. They left Hashmona and camped at Mosirith. They left Mosirith and camped at Beni-Jeukun. They left Beni-Jeukun and camped at Hor-Haggidgad. They left Hor-Haggidgad and camped at Jotbatha. They left Jotbatha and camped at Abrona. They left Abrona and camped at Ezion-Geber. They left Ezion-Geber and camped at Kadesh in the desert of Sin. They left Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the border of Edom. At the Lord's command, Aaron, the priest, went up Mount Hor, where he died on the first day of the fifth month of the 40th year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. The Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev of Canaan, heard that the Israelites were coming. They left Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. They left Zalmona and camped at Punan. They left Punan and camped at Obed. They left Obed and camped at Ayir Abarim on the border of Moab. They left Ayir Abarim and camped at Dibon Gad. They left Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathaim. They left Almon Diblathaim and camped in the mountains of Abarim near Nebo. They left the mountains of Abarim and camped on the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho. There, on the plains of Moab, they camped along the Jordan, from Beth Jeshimoth to Abel Shittim. On the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses,
"Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into Canaan, drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all their carved images and their cast idols, and demolish all their high places. Take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given you the land to possess. Distribute the land by lot, according to your clans. To a larger group, give a larger inheritance, and to a smaller group, a smaller one. Whatever falls to them by lot will be theirs. Distribute it according to your ancestral tribes. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land, those you allow to remain will become barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will give you trouble in the land where you will live, and then I will do to you what I plan to do to them."
The Lord said to Moses,
Command the Israelites and say to them, When you enter Canaan, the land that will be allotted to you as an inheritance is to have these boundaries. Your southern side will include some of the desert of Zin along the border of Edom. Your southern boundary will start in the east from the southern end of the Dead Sea. Cross south of Scorpion Pass, continue on to Zin, and go south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it will go to Hazar Adah and over to Asmon, where it will turn, join the Wadi of Egypt, and end at the Mediterranean Sea. Your western boundary will be the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. This will be your boundary on the west. For your northern boundary, run a line from the Mediterranean Sea to Mount Hor, and from Mount Hor to Lebo Hamath. Then the boundary will go to Zedad, continue to Ziphron, and end at Hazar Enan. This will be your boundary on the north. For your eastern boundary, run a line from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The boundary will go down from Shepham to Ribla on the east side of Ain and continue along the slopes east of the Sea of Galilee. Then the boundary will go down along the Jordan and end at the Dead Sea. This will be your land with its boundaries on every side.
Moses commanded the Israelites,
Assign this land by lot as an inheritance. The Lord has ordered that it be given to the 9.5 tribes because the families of the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. These 2.5 tribes have received their inheritance east of the Jordan, across from Jericho, toward the sunrise.
The Lord said to Moses,
These are the names of the men who are to assign the land for you as an inheritance: Eleazar the priest, and Joshua son of Nun, and appoint one leader from each tribe to help assign the land. These are their names: Caleb, son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Judah; Shemuel, son of Amihud, from the tribe of Simeon; Eliadad, son of Kislon, from the tribe of Benjamin; Buki, son of Jogli, the leader from the tribe of Dan; Hananiah, son of Ephod, the leader from the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph; Kemuel, son of Shiftan, the leader from the tribe of Ephraim, son of Joseph; Elizaphan, son of Parnak, the leader from the tribe of Zebulun; Paltiel, son of Azan, the leader from the tribe of Issachar; Ahihud, son of Shelomah, the leader from the tribe of Asher; Pedahel, son of Amihud, the leader from the tribe of Naphtali.
These are the men the Lord commanded to assign the inheritance to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. On the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses,
Command the Israelites to give the Levites towns to live in, from the inheritance the Israelites will possess. And give them pasture lands around the towns. Then they will have towns to live in, and pasture lands for the cattle they own, and all their other animals. The pasture lands around the towns that you give the Levites will extend 1,000 cubits from the town wall. Outside the town, measure 2,000 cubits on the east side, 2,000 on the south side, 2,000 on the west, and 2,000 on the north, with the town in the center. They will have this area as pasture land for the towns. 6 of the towns you give the Levites will be cities of refuge, to which a person who has killed someone may flee. In addition, give them 42 other towns. In all, you must give the Levites 48 towns, together with their pasture lands. The towns you give the Levites from the land the Israelites possess are to be given in proportion to the inheritance of each tribe. Take many towns from a tribe that has many, but few from one that has few.
Then the Lord said to Moses,
Speak to the Israelites and say to them, When you cross the Jordan into Canaan, select some towns to be your cities of refuge, to which a person who has killed someone accidentally may flee. They will be places of refuge from the avenger, so that anyone accused of murder may not die before standing trial before the assembly. These six towns you give will be your cities of refuge. Give three on this side of the Jordan and three in Canaan as cities of refuge. These six towns will be a place of refuge for Israelites and for foreigners residing among them, so that anyone who has killed another accidentally can flee there. If anyone strikes someone a fatal blow with an iron object, that person is a murderer. The murderer is to be put to death. Or if anyone is holding a stone and strikes someone a fatal blow with it, that person is a murderer. The murderer is to be put to death. Or if anyone is holding a wooden object and strikes someone a fatal blow with it, that person is a murderer. The murderer is to be put to death. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death. When the avenger comes upon the murderer, the avenger shall put the murderer to death. If anyone with malice aforethought shoves another or throws something at them intentionally so that they die, or if out of enmity one person hits another with their fist so that the other dies, that person is to be put to death. That person is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when they meet. But if without enmity someone suddenly pushes another or throws something at them unintentionally, or without seeing them, drops on them a stone heavy enough to kill them and they die, then since that other person was not an enemy and no harm was intended, the assembly must judge between the accused and the avenger of blood according to these regulations. The assembly must protect the one accused of murder from the avenger of blood and send the accused back to the city of refuge to which they fled. The accused must stay there until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the accused ever goes outside the limits of the city of refuge in which refuge was taken and the avenger of blood finds that person outside the city, the avenger of blood may kill the accused without being guilty of murder. The accused must stay in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. Only after the death of the high priest may an accused person return home. This is to have the force of law for you throughout the generations to come, wherever you live. Anyone who kills a person is to be put to death as a murderer, only on the testimony of witnesses. But no one is to be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. Do not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who deserves to die. A murderer is to be put to death. Do not accept a ransom for anyone who has fled to a city of refuge, and so allow them to go back and live on their own land before the death of the high priest. Do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land, and atonement cannot be made for the land on which blood has been shed, except by the blood of the one who shed it. Do not defile the land where you live and where I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the Israelites.
The family heads of the clan of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, who were from the clans of the descendants of Joseph, came and spoke before Moses and the leaders, the heads of the Israelite families. They said,
When the Lord commanded my Lord to give the land as an inheritance to the Israelites by lot, He ordered you to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. Now suppose they marry men from other Israelite tribes. Then their inheritance will be taken from our ancestral inheritance and added to that of the tribe they marry into. and so part of the inheritance allotted to us will be taken away. When the year of Jubilee for the Israelites comes, their inheritance will be added to that of the tribe into which they marry, and their property will be taken from the tribal inheritance of our ancestors.
Then, at the Lord's command, Moses gave this order to the Israelites.
What the tribe of the descendants of Joseph is saying is right. This is what the Lord commands for Zelophehad's daughters. They may marry anyone they please, as long as they marry within their father's tribal clan. No inheritance in Israel is to pass from one tribe to another. For each of the Israelites shall keep the tribal inheritance of their ancestors. Every daughter who inherits land in any Israelite tribe must marry someone in her father's tribal clan, so that all Israelites will possess the inheritance of their ancestors. No inheritance may pass from one tribe to another, for each Israelite tribe is to keep the land it inherits.
So Zelophehad's daughters did as the Lord commanded Moses. Zelophehad's daughters, Mahlah, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah, married their cousins on their father's side. They married within the clans of the descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in their father's tribe and clan. These are the commands and regulations the Lord gave through Moses to the Israelites on the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.